Hello and welcome back to episode 6 of the Healthcare India podcast with me, Dr. Vikram Venkateshwaran. We are broadcasting live from the health tech capital of India, which is Bangalore. It's a pretty nice weather today, mild, as Bangalore weather should be. And the topic we're going to talk about today is not so mild. It's actually a topic I have ignored in the past in my career. But in the last 4 to 5 years, I've understood the significance of the challenge that faces us, especially in the healthcare industry. So I'm your host, Dr. Vikram Venkateshwaran. As you know, I'm maybe one of the top 50 healthcare strategists in India. I'm among the top 30 healthcare influencers on Twitter. I also run a site called Healthcare India, which is www.healthcare-in-india.net. where I discuss a lot of strategies and models that can help us visualize the future of care in India. If you've been on this journey, you already know that from episode 1 to 5, we've covered various aspects. And our focus has been to see how health tech can create a new healthcare model that will help India not only increase access to care, but also improve quality, productivity, and obviously clinical outcomes. As we expand our digital footprint, and you know, we start looking at various areas in the clinical workflow, whether it's patient experience, clinical operations, research and development, we see enhanced ability of bringing in digital technologies. With the increase in your digital footprint and digital technologies, most healthcare organizations are facing a new threat, which is the threat that is coming from malicious threat actors or hackers, as we commonly know them. Now, according to reports, and there are various reports on this topic, and one has to just Google cyber hacks in healthcare in India. In 2020 and 21, leading up to 22, we've had more than 7 million cyber attacks. As a matter of fact, there was a report in 2020 that a lot of our vaccine development efforts were coming under cyber attacks because of the ability of the hackers to, you know, gain access to the information and withdraw it and sell it in the black market, etc. Now, 7 million cyber attacks during 2020, and that too in the, I think, 4 to 5 months period, is pretty significant and pretty much exposes us to see the real scenario in India. A lot of these attacks were ransomware attacks where, you know, they will actually hack in and lock in a system, a file or a bunch of documents and not leave it till you pay ransom. And interestingly, a lot of these attacks are coming into areas where you have, you know, work from home, you have remote desktop access created, or you have, you know, researchers or even healthcare workers who are working away from the hospital network. And what it does is it creates a situation where the hacker is able to walk in and gain access and access that information. Now, the question is, you should be asking is, what is he going to do with all that information? So it is estimated that health records on the dark web, they sell for as much as $50 per record. Now, that's a statement that came out of international report some time ago. Just to give you a sense, credit card information sells for about $7 to $8 per record. So health record is almost 5 to 6 times as valuable as your credit card information. Number two, with ransomware, the idea is not to sell it on the dark web, but to force you to pay ransom, which is a good source of revenue for them. And number three, you know, it also helps in industrial espionage. If there's an organization that's creating a vaccine and a rival organization wants to gain access to it, they can employ these malicious threat actors. A lot of these threat actors are coming out of different geographies, you know, they come out of specific countries. They're not in India, for example. They'll be coming out of North Korea, China, maybe Russia, Ukraine at times. And it is very difficult to pinpoint their exact location, and hence most of them go scot-free. The three common ransomware attacks that we see in India are, just to give you a few names, is the Networker ransomware, Pony Final ransomware, Maze ransomware. There are so many of them. And the groups that create them, they keep changing their name as well. So it's a very interesting scenario where, you know, these threat actors, they create these, they hack into these accounts and access information. Interestingly, Healthcare India, our own website, was hacked about 5 years ago. You know, it was 2018, if I'm not mistaken, when we had a tryst with Destiny. And how the hacker got into the system was very funny, because he just used a plugin which had expired some time ago. And when anything expires, an operating system, a Windows system, or a plugin expires, security patches are not updated, leaving them vulnerable. And he used that loophole, got into our site. He added himself as an administrator. He created about 150,000 pages of some Japanese e-commerce site. Needless to say, you know, eventually Google blacklisted us. The site went on for a while, and we struggled for quite a while to get back control of our site. So imagine if this can happen to a non-commercial, you know, research site like ours. Imagine the implications on commercial ventures. Also, my feeling is we are not prepared. We are not prepared to handle this threat. So what can you do? What is it? What can you do after listening to me? And your question will be, okay, thank you for scaring me. What can I do? Number one, I think most organizations in India, especially healthcare organizations, should prepare and fund awareness. That means get your learning teams, HR teams, training teams to start educating people about cybersecurity. Ask them not to click on malicious emails, not to click sites, not to click links that from emails they do not recognize. That's the easiest way to get into the system. According to Gartner, almost 51% of all data loss in the organization will happen either due to the employees, which will come internally, or will come due to an extended enterprise player like a supplier or a vendor who has access to your system. So cyber awareness is number one. Number two is invest in some talent that looks at cybersecurity, especially your perimeter defense. I think that's the most important thing. How your network is secured. There's an easy way of doing network security analysis, architecture review, etc., to find out where are your loopholes. And it's good to invest in talent. And if you can't afford to get them on your rolls, work with a partner. There's no harm in it, but it's very important for you to do this activity. Third step, I would recommend that every quarter do some kind of vulnerability testing analysis, just to get a sense of where are your weak points. And last but not the least, if you can, please go in for some kind of monitoring through a security operations center. These are very easy steps. They make look like cost right now, but in the long run, or even in the intermediate run, if the way things are, they will really help you defend your critical assets, your data, and your employees, and most of all, your patients. You know, globally, it seems almost 65% of healthcare organizations have had some cyber intrusion, which has affected their non-critical care processes, and 28% said that some of these intrusions have also affected their care processes. Today, as per Indian law and as per certain guidance, any hack or malicious activity has to be reported within 6 hours. So it's very important that you stay on top of it, read these guidelines very carefully. At the same time, ensure that you are making people aware. Ensure you have the right talent, right people working with you for cybersecurity, and also get in some processes in place. A simple VIPT architecture review, network monitoring, as well as security operations will go a long way in creating a sustainable competitive advantage for you versus the market. So this is Dr. Vikram signing off. If you want to get in touch with us, you know, obviously you can drop in a note at drvikram@healthcare-in-india.net. You can visit our site, healthcare-in-india.net. I'm also on Twitter @drvikram. Looking forward to talking to you. Have a good day. Stay safe.